baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. Oh, it took so long to find you, baby. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding the shooting of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. President Trump cheering the move on social media. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with other reaction.
An immediate response from leading Democrats, from Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Firing commentators, canceling shows, these aren't coincidences. It's coordinated, and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer holding a news conference following meetings on trade and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines will be recommended for children against diseases like the measles, the chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News. Students on the campus of Delta State University in Mississippi say they are in shock and reeling after a 21-year-old black student was found hanging from a tree on campus earlier this week. Police asking for patience as they await autopsy results on the young man. ABC's Jack Dante has been tracking the investigation.
Authorities are going to go and look at video evidence. They're going to look at, they're going to talk to associates and friends, people who knew him to find out his state of mind and find out if anybody intended to do him harm. They're going to look at additional forensic evidence and again, comb through any other details of his life that would walk them up to the point of where he's found at 7 a.m. on Monday morning.
Police say no foul play is suspected, and as they wait for the autopsy results to come in, the young man's family is doing its own investigation. Commerce Department says permits for future home construction dropped last month to their lowest level in more than 2 years. Home sales have been slowed by high prices, high interest rates, and a fear over the economy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. Brown County Public Health Officer Anna Nix says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County public health location in the Green Bay area. Green Bay Police Department says the use of force in a Bay Beach arrest last summer was justified after an internal review. Several bystanders took video of police arresting the man last June and posted it to social media, drawing public scrutiny over how the officers handled the arrest. The video shows six police officers kneeling around a man on the ground while being filmed by a camera crew from the TV show Cops. The department issued a news release a few days later confirming a camera crew visible in the footage was with Cops TV. Police Chief Chris Davis also addressed community concerns in person at a public event. Davis explained that all uses of force are reviewed internally, including the Bay Beach incident. The arrest was made after police were responding to reports of a suspicious person who allegedly made uncomfortable comments to a park employee. That person resisted arrest after repeated warnings from police, and officers used force to take him into custody, according to the initial news release. The man who was arrested was later charged in Brown County with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. The Green Bay Preble Athletic Department just announced the 2025 Athletic Class Hall of Fame. The five athletes will be inducted into the Preble Athletic Hall of Fame at a ceremony on September 26 in the Preble Auditorium. The 2025 class includes five former Preble athletes who went on to achieve excellence in sports and the college level and beyond. The honorees' graduation dates from Preble span decades, from 1977 to 2014. The public is welcome to attend the induction ceremony at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, September 26. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers prepare for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers face the Browns in Cleveland Sunday at noon. Although they're now 0-2, the Browns showed a good run defense against the Bengals and the Ravens. Matt LaFleur.
Really good players across really their whole defense. That's a big reason they're the top-ranked defense in football right now. But they've got a lot of guys that are a hard-penetrating front that cause a lot of problems for quarterbacks.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers host Maryland, Saturday at 11 a.m. The Terrapins are 3-0, Wisconsin 2-1. The Brewers going for a sweep after beating the Angels again last night, 9-2 in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff with 10 strikeouts, allowing just one run on two hits, getting his 10th win of the season.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was, and yeah, it was huge for me to get back out there, and my body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, an isolated storm or two around, and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 60. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
The timeless commercial you're about to hear a little after 8:15 marks its 50th anniversary this year. Yes, the golden anniversary of the commercial you're about to hear in a few minutes here.
out against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Surprise. September of 1966. That was the first hit from the Monkees. They included it in their first episode of their TV show. And that was September 1966. And the song just took off, just straight to number one. And why wouldn't it? A, it's a good song. And B, it had TV to promote it. So stand by, because a very special commercial. You're going to know this one. Even if you're less than 50 years old, you're going to know this one. This commercial that I'm about to play is celebrating its 50th anniversary and part of a big campaign. You're going to know this. This is part of the culture. This is part of the, dare I say it, nomenclature. Look it up. But it's on the way in just a couple of minutes. I played Maxwell House about half an hour ago, okay, to make up for missing it, the timeless commercial yesterday. So I did one last hour. Here comes another one. Be here for it. You'll enjoy it. You'll even smile. 50 years, though. Wow. It's on the way.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton, improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
8:17 and a half. That half is important to somebody who's got to be somewhere by 8:18. It's 67 degrees downtown Green Bay. I'm Dan Marcus. 50 years ago, we first heard this commercial.
All these patties, pickles,
McDonald's Big Mac, the big sandwich with the great big taste that everybody's talking about.
Sesame seed bun, and we forgot the onions.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did say onions.
Sure.
It said onions.
All right.
Two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's Big Mac, the great big sandwich with a great big taste.
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
Where your dollar gets a break every day.
You know, we all practiced that.
Your game, not good.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Get the Civic Media app on your smartphone now. Monday, it could help you win some nice prizes from WGBW.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time.
colder than the summer night. Everything I want I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus, and gee, I hope you're covering the big Ben and Jerry's news, Connie.
I am covering the Ben and Jerry's news.
Because I'm a fan of Ben and Jerry's. You got a favorite flavor?
Well, of course.
Which is?
Oat of the Swirled.
Oh, really?
Oh.
See, I'm still a Cherry Garcia man.
Or Coffee Toffee.
Gee, Dan, you're wrong. That's not the best flavor. Mine is.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You're learning.
Well, okay, what else is going on?
Let me tell you what we're talking about. Jerry Greenfield, the Jerry of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, is leaving after 47 years, saying the independence the brand once had to speak up on social issues has been stifled by their parent company, Unilever. Ben & Jerry's, famous for its colorful ice cream containers with flavor names such as Dan's favorite, Cherry Garcia, and fish food, has also long been known for its progressive political values, speaking out on a range of social issues over the years. A company spokesman issued a statement yesterday saying the company would be forever grateful to Greenfield for his contributions to Ben & Jerry's and thanked him for his service, but was not aligned with this viewpoint. And new this morning, late night viewers in Green Bay will be seeing Celebrity Family Feud instead of Jimmy Kimmel after Channel 2's 10 p.m. newscast. ABC pulled the Jimmy Kimmel show off the air indefinitely yesterday after controversy over Kimmel's recent comments about Charlie Kirk's suspected killer. Conservatives accused the longtime host of inaccurately describing the politics of the suspect, Tyler Robinson, in his monologue Monday, when Kimmel said, quote, the MAGA gang was trying to score political points off Kirk's murder, unquote. President Trump congratulated ABC for the decision in a social media post last night, calling it great news for America. And the race for Wisconsin governor is getting more crowded. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong announced her candidacy yesterday. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian-American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She is a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform. So far, four Democrats and two Republicans have entered the race to replace Governor Tony Evers, who is not running for re-election. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few days later in November. News at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, an isolated storm or two around, and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 60. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. And you know what's going on this tonight, right? It's Monday Night Football on Thursday night. And yeah, it's a couple of teams we don't really care about. Well, it was the Packers, you know, two Thursdays ago. So that was excitement enough. But tonight it's the Dolphins and the Bills. Buffalo Bills. And I'm thinking Miami Dolphins are really grateful that if they had to play the Bills, that they in Buffalo, that it would happen this early in the season. So yeah, tonight, Thursday Night Football, Dolphins and Bills. I highly recommend tuning in to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Schwabba, excuse me. WGBW.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station.
When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. And Dan Marcus, good morning. It's Thursday. That means tomorrow is Friday. And that means by, oh, say, 2 or 3 in the afternoon to be safe, you can start sloughing off towards the weekend and then all day tomorrow.
It's just, and if the boss gives you problems, let me know. Fair enough? Meanwhile, Monday is the day we start the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And that means we'll give you in the 7 a.m., 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, and 7 o'clock hours, keywords. Each of those, you have 1 hour, that hour, to text them back to us. It's best if you use the Civic Media app, and that is free, and that is available at your app store or at civicmedia.us or at wgbw.fm. So we'll give you the keywords, and you'll have that hour to send them to us in that clock hour. And what could you win? Green. And it's not just, you know, $5 bill. No, this is substantial money each time. And gold, as in jewelry. So, oh, and did I mention the grand prize is indoor club seats to the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November? Indoor in November. That means somebody can bring you your hot chocolate. You want in on this? Get the Civic Media app now. Have it on your phone and be ready for that very first keyword coming Monday morning in the 7 a.m. hour here on WGBW.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to wgbw.fm and clicking events.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30/2025.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Build me up, buttercup, don't break my heart.
I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore if you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
If you like these tunes, I highly recommend listening on Sundays. Every Sunday is a Segway Sunday. More nonstop tunes from 97.9 WGBW.
Tenderness. like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. Lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you.
Local news and timeless hits 97.9 WGBW. I checked the forecast. Overnight low 63. Still not cold enough for chilly for the Thursday night football game. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done. Laura McKenna is next. Stick around. You'll like her. She's spiffy.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week.
Weekly jobless filings are an indicator of the health of the overall job market and surged to 263,000 2 weeks ago. In the latest reading, the figure has fallen back to 231,000. The less volatile four-week moving average finds around 240,000 applications for unemployment benefits every week for the past month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A key CDC vaccine advisory panel has begun its two-day meeting on childhood vaccines. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy got rid of the entire previous board, replacing many of the members who have been skeptical of vaccines or who have spread misinformation about inoculations. Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely, preempted by ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr criticizing Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News. New York County, Pennsylvania, three police officers were shot and killed. Two others left in critical but stable condition after it appears they were ambushed while trying to serve a warrant. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer to resolving disputes. We need to do better when it comes to mental health. We need to do better when it comes to looking out for those who are in need.
Higher prices, job uncertainty, interest rates. The Commerce Department says permits for future home construction fell last month as well. From Paris to smaller towns all across France, people are marching. Teachers, transit officers, and others all protesting President Emmanuel Macron's government.